Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
See, I think Leonardo DiCaprio was a but he looked quite boyish, didn't he? Mm. But now he's older, he's more manly.
Yeah, he's grown into it.
I think Johnny Depp.
Yeah.
But I embrace the fact that Leo, we were saying, you know, when you see him on a boat and he's got all his bits hanging out and he's not like all ripped. I quite like that.
Yeah, I don't mind.
He's doing it for the rest of us, like the dad bod's in.
Yeah, I don't mind that. That don't put me off.
A member of the dad bod club.
Do you know what I mean?
I didn't mean to look at you.
Yeah, I do as well. Yes, in fact, got a
it's fine.
Dad bod.
I have got a dad bod. I've got two and a half kids. I've got a dad bod.
Buzzing, we've got we're on now, aren't we? We're going. Yeah.
We're going. We're rolling. Yeah. We've got all that nice stuff about what is it called? Snog, marry, avoid.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. Snog, marry, avoid. Let's do that then. Brad, Leo, and Johnny Depp. Snog, marry, avoid.
Snog, marry, avoid. I'd avoid Leo only because I'm too old.
Mm. You're too old for him.
So I'd go Leo.
But you don't look old.
If you want
I'm
game. But I know that I'm 33 and I'm probably
a bit past.
I've got a walking frame.
Yeah. In his eyes, you probably are. Yeah.
So I'd go, thank you if you want to, but I understand that you don't. Kiss. I'd probably kiss Johnny Depp.
And then marry Brad Pitt.
More stability with Brad Pitt, I'd say.
Pardon?
Like, Brad, it'd be more like marriage material stability with Brad Pitt.
Well, you think so, but then he... No, yeah. I'll tell you what, I'd kiss Johnny Depp. No, I'd kiss Brad Pitt and marry Johnny Depp.
Marry Johnny Depp.
Be exciting.
Yeah.
And you'd get loads more work as well, I imagine.
Yeah.
Like, if you're married to Brad Pitt, like, you just suddenly, you're just going to get all this work, aren't you?
Yeah, that's true. So that'd be mine.
Yeah.
I'd marry Johnny Depp.
Give us one. Give us one.
Oh, about...
Of women, yeah.
Me, Vicky McClure, right now. who would it, should we do it out of the Friends cast? So you've got
You're obsessed with Friends, aren't you?
I love Friends.
Yeah, I always remember you and Vicky used to talk about Friends all day, every day.
Yeah, loved it. So if there's like Rachel, Monica, Phoebe, snog, marry, avoid...
I've never watched Friends.
You've
so
never
I don't,
watched Friends?
And mine would just be sheerly just on looks.
Oh, okay. Well, so that's it's kind interesting, because like, they're all very different.
I'd marry Jennifer Aniston, because obviously. I'd want to spend the most time with her, because she's beautiful. Mm. I'd probably snog Courtney Cox, and then avoid
Lisa Kudrow,
yeah. That what do you think about that?
I'd probably be on the same.
Yeah, yeah.
Going off Friends characters then, because I've watched it. I'd probably avoid Monica. Bit too neat freak, bit too
too high maintenance.
Yeah. I'd probably snog Rachel. And I'd probably marry Phoebe.
Oh my god.
She's quite kooky, isn't she?
She's kooky and funny, isn't
kooky,
she?
Kooky, you know, artistic.
Yeah.
Nothing like my wife, which says something, I guess.
Jesus Christ.
I hope she's not watching.
Well, she doesn't
watch. She doesn't watch.
Confirm. She doesn't watch. Nah, she's not bothered. What have you been up to, mate? What have you been doing? You've been, I don't know what you're allowed to, obviously we know, but are you allowed to talk about what you're doing?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah?
I'm sure I'll find out.
Yeah, when you get sacked.
You get well, an email.
B45 comes through the door.
I heard a rumour, and I'll get this, it was Mark Ruffalo said to me, he was saying that there's a thing that if they've shot more than 7 days with you, it's more expensive for them to replace you and reshoot than it is to just...
Oh, well, ask me anything.
Just carry on. So,
mate,
so
Mark done... Ruffalo, it's probably a day.
Yeah, well,
it's
yeah.
more expensive.
Well, he said that if you do more than 7 days, then it's more expensive for them to recast you and shoot everything again.
Yeah.
Than it would be. Obviously, if it was something serious, then they would obviously have to reconsider.
Yeah, because like, if you do like Game of Thrones and things like that, like you are buckled down.
Yeah,
to...
yeah,
yeah. What you should? Because I don't know. You know, I don't know.
Oh well, well at the minute, I'm doing the Guy Ritchie.
Oh, Netflix. I did know that. I did yeah. know that. Yeah, yeah, I did know that.
Which has
actually.
Been like. Really, it's been great. So obviously there's Kaya, Scodelario,
yeah,
Theo
yeah.
James, Dan Innings. So yeah, there's been Vinnie Jones.
I was going to say, nice. I didn't know whether I could say anything because I didn't know.
I think there has been a cast list. There has been a cast list put out on that, I think.
Yeah, I was like, you are missing a huge name there because he was telling me a funny story about him.
Yeah,
and his car when he likes to park it next to your trailer, doesn't he?
Yeah, I walked out my trailer and there's this beautiful car outside. Now you know me, I like my cars. My dad's always liked them, so I've always been the same. And I was like, whose car's that? And they were like, I've walked around it, and then it was his number plate. It's clearly his. I won't say what it is. Yeah. It's clearly his car. And I was just like, yeah, there he is. So
nice.
So I always used to like look at his cars, and then bless him, he saw me like looking at it. He was like, jump in. So he gave me a little drive.
Oh, mate, that's class. Yeah,
yeah. He strikes me as someone that we'd get on really well with. Like, yeah, I think if he came to do this, say, for argument's sake, we did another This Is England and Vinnie Jones was in it,
yeah.
I think he would fit right in with us. What, do you think he would?
Yeah, definitely. He's got some great stories.
Do you think he'd embrace the chaos, like the madness, or do you think he'd separate himself from it?
He'd probably separate himself
pussy.
Yeah, no. I think he's done. I think he's done his rounds of madness 100%. I think he likes the countryside a lot more now.
Yeah, because he's got
his footballer in that, isn't he? Vinnie Jones.
Yeah, he's an England hard man, isn't he? Yeah. But he's got his own. He's just built a big farm somewhere.
Yeah,
hasn't he? I've seen that on his Instagram.
Yeah, he's into like agriculture and you know, things like that, which is really interesting. Because you'd never think in a million years.
Yeah,
like that,
I guess so.
Yeah,
it's mad, isn't it? Because I think everyone gets that way as they get older, don't they?
Yeah.
Like you know, like
do you
our nan.
Will?
I mean, I love gardening and shit.
You had chickens.
I'm very. Yeah, 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 yeah.
Remember them chickens he had?
No.
You should never know when we were doing 86, I think. We went back to his in Manchester. I don't know if you came.
No, I don't think I did.
And he had loads of chickens in his front room.
They didn't live in my front room. We brought them in for like shits and giggles.
Yeah.
Basically, what happened was with some of my money from This Is England, I was like, right, I've always wanted a bird aviary. Growing up, my grandma's next door neighbour had this bird aviary that he built, and he had like loads of different.
Exotic birds
in there
not
and stuff.
Chickens.
No. So this is where it turns. So basically, I started building this bird aviary. Got all the stuff and that. I was like, I'm gonna do it myself. Build this bird aviary. And a friend of mine, his girlfriend at the time worked in a primary school, and the kids had hatched eggs. You know, like they do that in primary, like they hatch chicken eggs and that. My kids' school have just done it now. Yeah, it's a thing that they do, apparently. Never did it when we were kids.
No. Every year, they have to hatch a new load?
I think so, yeah. Like, year ones do it or whatever.
I
and they
was
just
certainly not allowed near any living animals at school.
So, basically, my mate was like, oh, you're building a bird aviary. Like, Kelly's got some birds, like
last
some chickens there, if you want. So, I was like, yeah, no, they were little chicks. Oh. So, I was like, oh, yeah, like, yeah, go on then, I'll do it. And then got them, and then I was like, "Oh no, I'm just gonna. I like chickens now." And I literally ended up with about 20.
You used to be able to do this trick where you used to be able to put the chickens to sleep.
You can hypnotize them.
You can hypnotize a chicken. I didn't know this.
Get me a chicken. I'll show you now. No, it's mental. Yeah. So basically, because you can do it with chickens and you can do it with rabbits because they're like prey animals. They're animals that like obviously get ate a lot. They don't eat other animals. They have this like natural thing in them where they can like. Play dead. So like a fox gets in a chicken coop, it kills everything in there.
Yeah.
The chickens, I think this is right. Anyway, the chickens can like do this thing where they play dead, so the fox will just leave them alone because the fox only wants one to eat.
Yeah.
It'll just kill the rest for just for
shits
jokes.
And,
yeah.
Shits and giggles.
So basically, there's a trick that you can do, and it doesn't harm the chickens and the rabbits. And people do it with rabbits. Like if you take your rabbit to the vets to get its nail clipped and teeth clipped and stuff like that, they can do this to it, and it's like just relaxes them basically. And you put the chicken's head sort of like comfortably under its wing, and you just gently rock it.
I was,
and it'll stay there until you like clap.
When
or
I saw it, I was shooketh.
Oh my god!
Yeah, it's crazy. It's crazy. But yeah, no, you can literally shake them up. Not shake them.
Yeah,
rock.
Weren't we on a stag do somewhere and he was doing it? We was
probably
a stag do in the middle of the field.
It was Kristen's stag do, wasn't it? And they go, Andy, put the chicken asleep.
Is it a magic trick?
It's one of my many party tricks.
Stick his head under it.
I carry a chicken around with me everywhere just for that.
So there you go. You can take that to Vinny when you see him, when you're filming. Go, did you know?
Yeah. I've got something for your hands.
I've got something. There you
but
go.
But what I was going to say about that is like, because obviously everyone gets, like you say, as you get older, you know, life gets a bit slower and you go home and go and do the garden and stuff like that. If you're someone like Vinny Jones, and you got a bit of money, because a few people do that now, don't they go, got to buy a farm. Forget doing it in my back garden. Like,
I don't think how much money I had, I'd buy a farm. Would you?
I'd love a farm.
It's hard work. I think he's got people working on it. Like,
yeah.
I'd rather like buy like an amazing tree house or something. I'd have a
just build a big tree house.
Yeah.
No, that's not too far away from reality though. Like, you could build a mega tree house for like what, 10 grand or something?
I bet.
Easy can.
Are we talking like, what's the place called? Like, The one in the woods,
centre parks,
it, like them tree houses.
Yeah, they cost a fortune.
Do you think you'd use it if you had it in your back garden?
I suppose you wouldn't, because
and when you're old,
you'd rather just be in your house.
You'd be all right.
You could keep your chickens in it.
Yeah,
I did that. We got our loft kind of boarded up and made into a room a few years back, and never use it.
I was going to say,
because it's effort. Climb up that ladder, do that.
What is the... So the series is a follow-on from The Gentleman, right?
The film, yeah.
From the film The Gentleman.
Yeah, the film The Gentleman, yeah, which I watched and absolutely loved. Because obviously, I've always been a fan of Guy Ritchie ever since I was like 15.
Well, we all have, haven't we?
Yeah, I mean, when I... sorry.
Stop
saying.
Here we go.
Foxy. When we did This Is England, just before, me and Danielle Watson, who plays Trev, we always watched Snatch, like every night before we went to sleep. Yeah, and so then obviously when we came to film in This England and we met Stephen Graham, we're like, oh my God.
Was you starstruck by Stephen when you first met
him? I rang Danielle in the toilets.
Oh, really?
I was like, oh my God, you never guess who's here. I was like, he's been cast. And she's like, who? She's like, Tommy the Tit out of Snatch. And anyway, I walked out. I didn't realise because it echoes in the Broadway cinema toilet.
Yeah.
And I walked out and Stephen Graham walked out the bloke's toilets and I thought,
he definitely
is. Oh my God, my cool cred has just dropped.
I imagine he loved that though.
Yeah, I don't know if he heard it. Like,
yeah.
I'm the daddy now. But yeah, I don't know if he heard it or not. But yeah, so obviously being a massive Guy Ritchie fan, it was kind of like a box.
It was just like, you're taking a wish listing, isn't it?
Yeah, definitely.
So you've got Shane Meadows and Guy Ritchie on the list.
Yeah.
Is there anyone else on there that you really want to work with in like in the next 5 years?
Oh God, there's loads. There's so many. And to be fair, I always forget the names. And then when I watch the films, I'm like, that's...
I'm always like...
Now I'm starting to watch the credits.
Yeah,
which I didn't used to do.
So. I'm always like that. People say... Because when you get asked in interviews, who would you really like to work with, like actors... And I always like stack a freeze up and I can't think.
Yeah.
But then it'll come back to me later on. I'm like, why didn't I say that? Because I've always said that.
Yeah, exactly.
But yeah, it was interesting. I saw Barry Keoghan. He had a list on his phone of all the directors that he wanted to work with but before a certain time. And I think now he's only got like two left to work with.
Now he's working his way through.
Now he's working his way through them. So I think it is healthy to have like a list, isn't it, of people you really want to work with. So who else would you say? Is there anyone off the top of your head or I'll put you on the spot?
You've done it to me. You've put me on the spot. Yeah, I couldn't think straight off the top of my head. But there is definitely a list.
Yeah. Like a mental list. Anyone offers you a job, you go, I really wanted to work with him. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's the person. Yeah. But there's loads of people. The list goes on. I mean, every time I watch a film, it's always quite inspiring. So, yeah, there's loads of people, really. But sometimes I don't like to tempt fate as well.
Yeah, you don't want to kind of... Say it, and then
it never happened. Like,
yeah.
Do you remember when she said she wanted to work? She was such a body and never happened.
And I think also, if you haven't got a list or if you're not like... Because have you ever worked with anyone, other than Stevie, I guess? Well, you've answered that question there, but like, I always find if I'm obsessed with someone or someone who I love, when I'm working with them, I find it really weird.
Mm, I do.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, it's like I'm not being myself.
It's like I can't switch off from...
I'm
working with someone who I'm a massive fan of, do you know what I mean? I found that when I was working with Matthew Vaughan on Kingsman.
Yeah, I got it.
Obviously, just grab that for us, yeah.
Yeah.
But just being around him, he had this presence and it was like... I don't know, he just carries himself in a way and it's like, I'm a bit starstruck by my boss.
It's hard, isn't it?
And you're trying to take direction from him, but you're a bit like, oh my God, you make some of the best films I've ever seen.
It's like when they're talking to you, it's like because you're still a bit in awe of them, like you're not listening.
Yeah.
I have that thing where I go on like autopilot. I'm just watching them and I'm like, Chanel, what did he just say?
Yeah. I would say that about like, say if I went into, because the only people that really make me starstruck are like soap actors, really. Because you see, I know it's ridiculous. But because you see him in your front room like 3-4 times a night.
Which,
like, if I went into,
who'd you watch? What'd you watch?
I was watching EastEnders last night.
EastEnders, I like EastEnders.
Yeah, EastEnders is good at the minute. There's a lot going on at the minute. But like, say if I'm working opposite, do you not watch it anymore?
I've not watched.
See, I thought it was an 18. The older you get, then the more you like, because you do less. But like, say if I'm doing Coro, for instance, and I'm doing a scene with like, I don't know, Ken Barlow or any Steve McDonald or any of these people. I'm like, that's so weird that I'd be with, or I'd find myself.
I love that. He just worked with the fucking Incredible Hulk.
Yeah.
But if Ken Barlow walks in, he's shitting himself.
It's weird because like, I've never seen, and I think Mark Ruffalo liked the fact that I didn't really. I know who he is, obviously, but I wasn't obsessed with any of his films or anything. So it wasn't work. I wasn't talking about his work to him all the time.
Yeah.
So you have to kind of likes that. You know?
I feel like you overly. Don't as well, like going back to what you say. Like, I did a film a few years ago with Maisie Williams, it was like, you can have that one. And it was like when literally, as we were filming, the last series of Game of Thrones was like airing. So, like, I'm a massive nerd, I love Game of Thrones. Yeah. So, I was watching that on a Monday night and then going into work with her on the Tuesday. Yeah. And that series was like, she ended up being quite big in that series.
Yeah.
And it was hard not to go, oh my god, I really love, do you know what I mean? Because you were like, You don't, as an actor, you don't want to kind of do that, but at the same time. But then if someone kind of did that to me, I'd be a little bit like, oh, thank you. You'd be like, oh, thank you, actually. That's really nice.
Yeah, it is
nice, isn't it? Getting that kind of little bit of recognition.
Yeah.
Recognition.
Especially from your peers as well.
Recognition, that's the one.
Especially from the people that you're working with as well. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. That's when, like, you get recognised by the people that you're working with. It's that.
Yeah, and I guess if you go, oh, well done for that. That was really, really good.
Yeah.
And then I tend to leave it because I don't want to, like,
kill it.
Yeah, you don't want to go over it. Do you know what I mean?
Oh, my God, because I was watching White Lotus and then obviously next day I was on set and I was with Theo and I was just like, oh, well done, White Lotus. He was like, thanks. And I thought, right, I'll leave it there.
Yeah. Remember, if you start going, I've got a poster of you on my wall, then it's like, oh.
Which I have, but I wouldn't tell him that in his face.
We were talking on the phone when you'd just done the Colleen Rooney thing.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And we were saying that, like, working with Michael Sheen.
Yeah.
He was saying how mad that must have been. That whole experience, it was must have been good.
Oh, my God, yeah.
Where did you film it? It wasn't here, was it?
We filmed that in Budapest. Mm.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, which was bizarre. I didn't think we'd be filming it out there. But, yeah, we shot it out in Budapest. And I remember they told me originally it was Michael Sheen. I was like, oh, my God, like, he's a freaking legend. Do you know what I mean? He's his work is incredible. And I thought, oh my God. And it was just weird because the way that we were sat in the court scenes is there would be me and who plays Wayne next to me. And then you'd have Michael Sheen like towering over us both with all, and he had so much to do and he was just brilliant. And I thought, how do I break the ice here? Because he said hello and he was so, so sweet, so lovely.
Yeah.
Like, did not disappoint at all. And I just turned around and was like, would you rather? You know, like, would you rather? And I thought, and he just
what
thought,
was the question? Can you remember?
I think I said to him, would you rather have a butterfly on the end of your nose, like constantly throughout your life, or a monkey always on your back?
Right, and what was his answer?
He said a butterfly on his nose, I think.
They're pretty to look at, aren't they, butterflies, I guess?
I think, I'm sure he said that. I think that was his option. Then again, see, I wasn't listening.
That's relatively clean for you as well. Like, some of the things that you would say, would you rather?
He got worse.
I was going to say,
I tested the water with butterflies.
Yeah. I'll test the monkey on the back, see where we go from there. Yeah, then it gets a bit darker.
Yeah.
But then another thing happened because, so I thought, yes, okay, we're on a good path. And then I used, my character bag would be on the floor. And because in between takes, like if I was going up next, because we had a lot of dialogue and it was shot quite quickly.
Yeah, it was a lot, yeah.
Yeah. So I'd always listen to Colleen in my
was
my
it all head. Transcript as well? Because that's when they film a court scene, it has to be what's said, doesn't it? Yeah,
exactly
what's
said. So it's not like this is England where Shane was like, you go on a tangent, you've got to say these freaking words.
Yeah.
So I was like, oh, God. So I was listening to Colleen just to keep getting her voice into my head. And so I put my phone down and forgot to turn it back on silent because I'm just like, and then he's literally doing this whole speech and right at the end, my phone's ringing and I'm thinking, okay, there's loads of people in this courtroom.
Shit.
He's not going to know it's me. So I'm just sat there thinking, it's coming from round here, but he's not going to know it's me. And then anyway, like, the guy that plays, the guy that plays Wayne, like, nudges me and he's like, your phone's like right there, and it's just like my face cropping up with my cousin, and I'm thinking, yeah, I can't get away from that, and he's looked straight at it. I'm so sorry.
Oh my
god. Yeah. I was like, oh, it's because I was just, he was like, no, dude, it's fine.
And but like, shit like that's happened to him, hasn't it? Do you know what I mean? You kind of go like, but like, you know, he's human at the end of the day.
Yeah, he was a legend. He was just like, yeah. But then we had an SA on set who answered the phone in the middle of like, just as we were about to go. And
oh, wow.
Like, go. And then he's like, hello. Yeah,
I was making a movie.
Yeah, I just did a courtroom. I was like, we just like looked over, like, what?
Was that essay there the day after?
No, he got kicked. He was gone. He was like, get off my phone. Like, he was getting like quite abrasive with the AD that was like coming, like, guy, what are you doing? Like, we're about to, like, took him off set, and he was like, get off my phone.
Oh my god, I wonder if that was one of his first jobs then, if he just didn't know that was a no-no.
We were halfway in, and he'd been there every day, so yeah, Michael Sheen was like, what did he say to you? Tim, get him off, like something. How rude!
Oh,
like,
my, well, it is rude, isn't it?
It was, yeah. It's crazy. People had a lot of lines to get.
I say, especially when you think about how much work that goes in, and like you were just saying about the transcripts, is they have to be word for word perfect, bang on, don't they?
It's weird, isn't it? Like, because it has to be like bang on, you can't. Yeah,
you can't.
I've never been in a courtroom.
I had a similar one on The Walk-In, and that was the transcript. But, mate, honestly, so a couple of days before, they'd gone, oh, real Robbie wants to come to set. Do you mind him coming to set? Because I was playing him.
Oh,
and I was like, oh, no, yeah, it's fine. Like, you know, be weird to meet this guy, but that'll be
so
okay.
So had you not met him before playing him? Because that's what I was going to ask you. Did you manage to meet Colleen?
No.
No.
Time didn't permit it. And also because, obviously, the court case was about, you know, somebody that and you know, values their privacy.
I felt like,
I'm playing you in this trial that you really didn't want to go to court and that.
Yeah,
do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I felt a bit like it'd be a bit unsavoury.
Sorry, mate.
Carry on.
So anyway, they said, you know, real Robbie wants to come to set. Is that okay? And I was like, yeah, you know, all that. So the day that we were filming in the court, again, I'm like, probably like you guys, like, you get the script, you learn it, but because of the Shane thing, like, you like to add your own things and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And the director, Paul, who you know, he was like, look, like, you can't, on this bit, none of that. You've got to, it's transcript. You've got to say it exactly like it is. It's like a rule or something. So I was like, all right, yeah, cool. So I proper, like, then it gets in your head then, like, oh my God, I've got to nail every word and all that. So on one of my takes, I think I'd done it a couple of times. So on one of my takes, you're the judge, right? And this is exactly how it was. You're the judge.
I think he's been caught before.
So the cameras,
Never been caught, mate.
I'm getting the back of you on me, right? It's on my close up, and I'm talking to you. So obviously, where do they put all the people who are kind of watching the filming? They put them behind the cameras, don't they? I shit you not, real Robbie was where Chanel was.
Oh my
so
God.
I'm there
shaking his head.
Saying stuff. In my head, he's like, oh, shit in me.
His accent, I'm not sure on that. Like,
it was the most surreal experience because I'm there like that and I can just, out of the corner of my eye, see this guy who 5 years previous
was
doing that for real.
Wow.
Weird,
I wonder
mate.
If that's quite nostalgic. Because when we did the Alan... Nostalgic?
No, it's the right word. It's just a strange one
when
to
When we
was
doing
court.
The Alan McGee biopic with soccer, Alan McGee was on set all the time. So he was just watching it all and he was saying how brilliant it was to watch everyone do all this stuff that's based on his life. But I guess with the Colleen thing and with Robbie, they was kind of like the bad bits of their lives, wasn't it? Whereas the Alan McGee thing was all about the good things. So it was about the party, the drugs, the alcohol and all that. So he was watching it thinking, yeah, this is mint. Whereas I imagine...
Yeah, because I felt like I was I felt like complicit in the issue. I felt as bad as, you know, whereas I wasn't.
But that says about you as an actor, like getting into it and feeling it more. Is it as opposed to it just being words? It's kind of you're feeling it more. Do you know what I mean?
I did want to do, you know, Colleen justice. But that was a fun job.
I wonder if she's seen it.
You would, wouldn't you?
You'd have it, surely you would. I'd be so nosy. I'd want to know who was playing me.
Yeah.
I bet she went... Oh, fuck that.
That's it. This is England.
I don't look like that.
Yeah. This is probably, again, we say it a lot, but like the most worky chat that we've had on here up to now.
It's nice though. Yeah. It's nice. We don't normally do it. Well, we do. We always say every podcast, oh, we don't normally talk about work, but we do.
Yeah, especially with like you and Socko, because we've got loads to catch up on. Do you know what I mean?
Well, no, yeah, this is just a catch up session.
Well, that's exactly
what the podcast.
Well, that's
what we're recording.
Over
yeah. yeah, but that's what I mean. Like when we're sitting with like our oldest friends, it's nice to have it's a catch up and just see what you're. It's hard not to.
We've known each other longer now than we've not known each other. That's weird, yeah. isn't it?
Oh my god!
Well, we met when we were like what 15?
Yeah,
we were the same.
Yeah, I was 14 and I'm 31 now.
Yeah.
So
yeah, 32. Yeah. So we've literally probably this year or soon anyway known each other longer.
Yeah, then we
didn't. That's mad, isn't it?
That is crazy.
Still fucking hate
it. You was texting me yesterday about your overrated subject.
It's a good one, you know.
It's a brilliant one. Do you want to tell us about it and why?
Right, so my overrated subject is all-you-can-eat buffets.
Right. Why? I agree. I agree.
I know it's going to cause...
I'm on the fence.
What? Yeah, see now...
I'm a big lad. I've got to defend a place where you can eat anything you want.
So you think?
Yeah.
So there's like this there's like this unspoken truth with everybody that's there. So you're all judging each other because you all know you're all there to be fucking greedy bastards.
Yeah.
And you're all looking at each other. You're all judging who's got what on it.
Yeah.
Like when I'm walking back to my seat, and my everybody's eyes are on my plate. What sauce I've got, what poultry, what sides.
Yeah.
They're all nicking my ideas. Or they're judging me.
Yeah.
And I feel like I'm being watched because I do it.
What, you check out other people's plates?
Yeah. I went to one. I mean, this is going back a few years now because I thought, I'll give one a go. I'll go again. One, it's just confusing. There's too many options.
Yeah.
Like, I'm walking down and, I don't know, whatever his name is, Adam's walking past with his plate and he's got chicken chop suey and a fucking tiramisu. You
just don't look at me. I knew you were going to look at me.
You just can't make your mind up.
There's a funny story for a bit later on, but yeah, I know what you're saying.
Do you know what I mean? You just put things together that you never normally
would.
What
you've got to do.
I'm confused. I want that and that, but I want it all now.
Are you a small and often, or just a big plate, go for it, get your fill in? Or do you go, get a little bit of this, go sit down, get a little bit of that, go sit in and come back up? And
see, I do little bits at a time because somebody that I was with once, I got a massive plate full of food and they were like, do you know that on the other side of the world, people are starving? And I said, well, it's an all you can eat. Like, and that's why we're all here. Yeah. Like, I'm confused then. Like, it's an all you can eat. We shouldn't be here.
Who said that to you? One of your friends?
Yeah, it was like somebody that I went with. I forgot.
Did he not eat then? Did he not eat?
Well, I thought, that's funny, but go and tell everybody else sat on all the other tables.
Yeah,
how much waste is going. That's another thing, the waste.
Yeah.
And I thought, how much are you giving to charity?
Yeah.
To people that can't eat. You know what
You do your bit for charity, don't you? You shouldn't be made to feel guilty about it.
Yeah, I thought, okay, well, that made me feel guilty. So I did this, like, little bits and often.
Yeah. For that reason.
Is it?
Yeah, I thought, oh, God, yeah, it looks really bad. And then the waitress came over and, like, she looks at you and takes the plate and you're thinking, oh, God, yeah, I'm getting really judged on so many levels.
Bastards. Oh, it's one of them, isn't it? Like, I think, I get that judgy thing because, like, I get that. Again, I don't know if this is, I've always been a big lad, but, like, parties. You know, when you go to a party and they have a buffet.
Buffet food.
Oh, I get, like, paranoia.
Yeah.
I forget about that they're a thing. And as soon as I get there, I'm like, oh, buzzing, they've got food. But then I'm like, oh, no, because then I've got this inner voice in my head going, well, you can't be the first up. Even though I'm starving, it's like, can't be the first up. Because you'll be judged.
In
my head. Yeah. Then there's that thing like you were saying there, like, and even more so at like parties and that where you got the buffet. You go up and then you kind of put what you think's a healthy amount on there. And then you walk past and you're like, oh no, everyone's looking. I've got five sandwiches. Why do I fucking pick up five sandwiches?
Because what's the happy medium where it is socially acceptable? Like, what's the amount that's socially acceptable to have on your plate a sandwich, for example? I'd say two.
What would you say, two triangles or two?
But they're not even four sandwiches.
I know. Well, this is it. There's so much
rectangles or triangles of sandwiches.
What's socially acceptable?
But it looks more because there's eight pieces as opposed to just two sandwiches.
Because if you have four, you've had one slice, you've had a sandwich.
Yeah.
A sandwich, so that's okay. But on your plate, it's stacked up that high.
Yeah, I'm a bastard for that. I'm a bastard for going. Charlotte rang me the other week and she said, oh, I'm at a kid's party. Do you want to come with our little lad? And I was like, oh, no, I'm not that bothered. Like, kids' parties are just not really for me. I was on the way home, blah, blah, blah.
From golf.
And then I was actually. Yeah. And I put the phone down and my belly was going. And I thought, there could be food there.
Yeah, sausage rolls.
So I rang her back and I said, is there a buffet? She went, yeah. I went, I'll be there in a minute. So I went. Kate loads of the buffet food, said bye to Charlotte and our little lad, and then left again.
So he had your dinner and left.
So I just went and had my dinner.
That's socially not acceptable.
What did he say? There's no such thing as a free lunch. Fucking
well,
prove
them
wrong.
Go, I'll show you.
I'll show you.
Yeah.
With the golf clubs in the back.
Do you? Does I was in my golf gear, full on golf gear as well. Yeah.
Yes, yeah, so it's you, like you couldn't be asked to turn up, Shank. You went to golf instead, but you've come for the food.
Oh yeah, well, that's what, and everyone must have known that that's all I was there for. Yeah.
And you
yeah.
don't care.
But
about
I'm
that.
Happy with that. I don't mind that. Oh, I don't. I'm not there to impress anybody. I'm just there to eat and go.
Yeah.
I worry too much. I'm the same with you, like about like saying buffets and that, because then you go, you do. Nobody's looking. Nobody does care. But you feel like everybody, because you don't do it. You don't sit there and look at every. You might get the odd one where you go, oh, they've got a bit. But do you know what I mean?
No, Chanel does. She's
oh, you probably do then.
I'm a nosy. I'm nosy. I'm like, what's he got? Oh, this curry sauce. But then there's another thing, because then people talk to you. Oh, I didn't see that. Where's the chicken balls, mate?
Yeah.
Like, do you know what I mean? Then it's a conversation. Then all of a sudden I'm employed. And I'm like, well, they're just down there on the left. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
yeah, yeah, with yeah.
It's part of the conversation. Just let me get my food in peace. However much amount I want, it's happy to me.
The thing is, you've got to do your recon. Like, I've found this. Like,
oh, you've got to do a recce.
A recce.
All-inclusive holidays, all yeah, that. You can't just go in. Like, if we go on all-inclusive and that, like, my mum and dad would go in and go, oh, I've got that. And like you say, yeah, they'll have, like, spare ribs with whatever.
You could have had that with your chicken that you had 20 minutes ago.
You've got to go, give it a little walk round, even the dessert one. Go out, okay, well... You know, I'm going to have chicken, so I'll probably do a bit of cheesecake. I don't want... Do you know what I mean? You've got to do a little walk around.
So this is another thing then that annoys me, because when you first sit down and they give you like a quick, oh, you know, you've got your stir fry station over there, you've got your dessert station over there, you've got your wok vegetables there. So I'm lost at the first one.
Yeah.
Thinking, if this was Alton Towers... And all these stations were attractions or rides, you'd give me a map.
Yeah, you would. Yeah, a map. Yeah, it's a good idea.
I want to know my stations. I need to have a criteria of where I'm going. I need to have a route.
Yeah.
Well, that's like them, because there's a lot of them. Because like when we were growing up, like you went to like a Chinese all you can eat, or a bit, that was probably like one of the only ones.
Yeah.
But there's a lot now in the recent years that are like everything.
Oh, yeah.
You go and there's pizza over there, and there's Chinese over there, and there's...
Which
curry's
is
over
there. I love that. But I love that, because you can go. You can, like, say if Charlotte says, oh, I really fancy Chinese, and I go, oh, well, I really fancy American, or I want to go an Italian, we can go, right, let's go Cosmo then. Do you remember Cosmo?
Yeah.
We used to, there was one next to our hotel when we was doing it.
Yeah.
So you can go there and Charlotte can go and she can go and have a Chinese, and then I'll have my Italian food. And then I might look
the
at
shits.
Yeah, next day we're all shitting, yeah.
That's interesting.
Why?
Because you mock me and you were going to bring it up before I saw it in your
little
face.
No. There is a difference. So.
Tomo was. Go on.
In Manchester only.
No, it's not. Liverpool.
Oh,
quite
right.
Big
okay.
As well.
So there's two places.
And it
in
might
the world
in Derby a bit. It won't shock me.
Do you know if I said to you, do you want a chippy, Chanel?
Yeah.
What would you assume that was?
What does your local chippy sell? Give us a brief bit of the menu.
So if you say, oh, do you want a chippy?
A chippy. Yeah.
I'd expect that you just go into like a chip shop with like chips, peas.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas, big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Arabian fish in a pie.
And a sausage, maybe a fish cake.
That's it.
Or a spam fritter, push.
All right, okay. So basically.
In Manchester, he says, do you want a chippy? And I go, I'm from Grimsby, so it's got to be good.
Yeah.
Because I'm from the home of fish
and
chips.
And he knows that.
Yeah. Okay. He goes, right, there's let's go get a chippy. Text me into a Chinese takeaway.
No, it's not.
It is, so in Manchester and Liverpool, apparently, you can get a Chinese takeaway and a chippy in the same place.
So all the chip shops that I've ever been in, bar one, and it was one that my mum used to work in, and it was owned by a Greek guy, in Manchester, pretty much, and I think Liverpool is sort of similar, they're all Chinese owned. So they all do fish, chips, pies, peas, all that lovely stuff. But then they also have a full Chinese menu of, you know, your sweet and sour chicken, all that. And Tomo shakes his head and thinks that's the worst thing in the world. But I'm like, no, it's brilliant because I can go and get salt and pepper chips.
I'm going to show you a photo. I'm going to get a photo.
I can go and get salt and pepper chicken and chippy chips.
This is a sore subject, isn't it?
Honestly,
this drives a wedge between us.
There we go. I've got it here. Jesus. I'll show it to the thing. Look at this, Chanel. So he's got here, he's got gravy and chips.
Oh,
it looks like an anemic sausage. I'm not sure about that.
Oh, yeah,
and
it's
sweet and sour.
Oh, you've cross-contaminated.
But you just said you like that.
You've never cross-contaminated gravy.
The sausage is in the middle part, stopping them. It's mixing a little bit there.
Yeah, but that's not fit for human consumption.
Nah, you've cross-contaminated your gravy with a sweet and sour sauce. That's barbaric.
You can go to a Cosmo.
I could have invented something there.
You can
go to a buffet.
I could have. Marco Polo went from Italy to China and went, oh, I like these. We'll bring them back. Bam, noodles became
wrong.
Pasta.
You're wrong. I know you think you're right, but you're not. You're wrong. It's disgusting.
Bottle that up. That not sell.
Yeah. If you go to a Cosmos, you can choose.
Yeah.
I just think that should never be on the same plate.
I love
plate
how you put the sausage down the middle like that's a barricade. It's just sliding underneath.
That's sacrilege. For people from Grimsby seeing that is sacrilege.
He sent it to his mates that night in a WhatsApp group and I got slagged off loads. Oh, I can't go to Grimsby again.
Yeah,
I'm bad. I'm not allowed in steals.
That reminds me of, you know, Married at First Sight when they share a bed for the first time and they put a pillow down the middle.
Yeah.
Still hands can creep on
my sausage was my Married at First Sight pillow.
Barrier, yeah.
What's your thoughts on carveries?
Yeah, because they're kind of all you can eat.
Mind those.
You don't mind a carvery? That's interesting.
You've just given me a couple of options. You've either got your carrots, your peas, you know, your cabbage, sliced meats. They give you they'll give me the Yorkshire. I don't have to worry about that. And my stuffing.
Is that because you're on the telly?
Obviously. Not everybody gets
Did you order the Yorkshire? Fucking Chanel Creswell, give me a Yorkshire pudding.
Pay
and while you're at it, I'll have a pig in blanket.
Yeah, and I'll have those cracked in and all.
Got BAFTA. Give me my pig in blanket. But you don't mind a carvery?
Don't mind a carvery. But the thing is, it's the same thing with the all you can eat. I mean, it's the plate size. It's all you can eat, but please don't limit the size of the plate.
Yeah, because then you're stacking it on, aren't you?
Yeah, it's like that. It's like the size of a mouse's top hat.
Yeah.
Like, hey, did you see this was a few years ago?
Is this a story about a mouse in a top hat?
No, sorry, it's not. I'm trying to think of one of them and all. But I saw, I don't know if it was in the Metro. Now, the Chinese had it down, right? So, you know, like in, was it, where'd you go when you get the free salad bar?
Is it Pizza Hut.
Pizza Hut, yeah.
Pizza Hut, right? But they do the same thing. They give you a tiny plate like that.
For your salad stuff, yeah.
You can only go up once.
Oh. Can you?
I think so. So, you go up. Well, it was when, I think this was a few years back. Now, I could fit, because you know leaves, they fall off.
Yeah.
They don't stack.
Yeah.
Now, people in China, I'd seen pictures. These plates of salad had their own blueprint.
What do you mean?
It's
architecture
huge.
On it. They'd learnt how to stack salad perfectly, so they'd got a skyscraper of salad, all you can eat, and they'd done it all properly, layered it all perfect,
nice.
And stacked it.
Ah,
they'd got
like
it
a
banged
hack.
On. Yeah, literally.
Oh. I've got a
it defied gravity, this salad stack.
I've got a good hack for carveries. I've seen on social media.
I know
so you know,
say.
You know, like you go over and they say to you, "What meat do you want?" So there's normally like three options.
Yeah,
gammon, your turkey, your beef, whatever. So you go, oh, "I'll just have the gammon, please, mate. It's my favourite." So they'll put a good helping of gammon on there, and then you go, "Actually, yeah, I'll have a bit of turkey as well."
Oh yeah.
Rather than going up with the two meats,
yeah.
Hold one back. Go right. I
like
want
a
bit more gammon.
What's your thoughts on? And it's the same in like all you can eat buffets, not just carb. Well, I guess that is what an all you can eat buffet is. But so you're in the queue and you're serving yourself with your roast potatoes, and you've seen like a really nice golden crisp one at the bottom, and you're shoving all the other shit ones out of the way to get to the good one. Do you not think that the idea of the whole town pushing all the shit stuff out of the way to get to the good stuff? So you're essentially just getting people's dregs. That's the one thing I hate about all you can eat carving. You can get that, and people just stood over there sneezing and stuff like that. And then when you get to the gravy and it's got like a layer of just like curdled. You've got to give it a stir. You've got to get it. Like, I just think if you're doing a Sunday dinner, it's got to be made fresh. Carvery's just aren't for me. I just don't like the idea of it being sat there all day.
Right.
Yeah, but they're always, if you go somewhere that's pretty busy, they're always constantly.
Yeah.
You don't see it. If it's in the back and the chef's doing it, that's fine.
Oh, right, seeing that good one.
Because I imagine in the back of a restaurant, that's how it would be. Essentially, it's just a carvery, but you've got the chef serving it up for you from different bits. Mm. But if I can't see that happening, I don't mind. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I know what you mean.
Mm. I just don't like that. That's the one thing I don't like about carveries and all you can eats. And I just think just all around, just a bit.
What about like, there is a difference, I guess. Because like, I was like earlier, I said like, oh, you're like, if you go on an all-inclusive holiday. But I guess you've got the element
that's
of
a different level,
time that. There as well, aren't you? Because when you go for an all-you-can-eat, like you say, you and your mates have planned it and you're going to go, right, I'm going to be a fat pig and I'm going to go whatever. But when you're on holiday, you've got it every day, aren't you? So I find the first day of holiday, you're in fat pig mode.
Yeah.
You're like, right, I want the chicken, I want that fish, I want that, da-da-da, and you do it. But then, like, do you kind of then mellow out and go, oh, right, just gonna have a plate of like that tonight.
Mm. It's like wanting what you think you can't have, and then you go, oh, I've got it for 2 weeks.
I like those ones that you go to on holiday and like they make you a fresh omelette, or they make you like a fresh stir fry, or like they're constantly cooking like fresh.
This is another thing that annoys me with that then. So what do I do? Because I've ordered my eggs fresh, so I'm gonna have 2 poached eggs. When do I do my toast?
Yeah.
So I've got to time it with this, because if I go and do my toast too premature, my toast is going to be cold and my butter won't melt on it.
Yeah.
So then do I spread my butter at the toasting station to make sure it's melted in at premium temperature and then go over and get my eggs? Or then do I put my butter on, and I put my butter on the toasting thing so it melts.
Yeah, because they're horrible, them hard things. Yeah. What are you supposed to do with them?
Never put butter in ice water.
No.
Rule number one.
No. Yeah, it's ridiculous.
We all stood there with all our bread like looking ripping. Like absolute car crash.
That's the one thing in life that makes me
infuriates me
angry. Like I will get. We were talking about Lurpak yesterday.
Yeah, we were. Prices have gone up.
Yeah, they've gone shot through the roof. But there's times when I've gone to butter my bread to make a sandwich and it's ripped, and I've grabbed the bread and scrunched it, fucking thrown it at the sink in anger.
Again, though,
like fucking nothing makes me angrier than that. I don't know what it is.
Again,
it's the small things, in it.
Just the little things.
Saw a video on social media before. You know your little packs of butter when they're dead hard.
Yeah.
Apparently. Get a fork, put some holes in it, and just squeeze it. Sorry, not the mic then. Squeeze it, and it all just kind of spreads spaghetti's on, and then you can just give it a little.
But it's only a tiny little thing.
Yeah, but it's a.
I need four of those.
It's quite a lot. Yeah. One's not enough for one piece of bread. But yeah, it looked good. I'm yet to try it. I'll report back.
Yeah, I don't believe that's. I don't. Think
it looked real
because it's so.
Wasn't CGI,
I've seen
butter.
It. I've seen it.
Yeah.
It's a bloke.
It's a what?
It's a man that does
well, that's doing it.
Yeah, it's just a bloke at table doing it. Yeah.
But yeah, I don't mind it when it's cooked fresh. But then if it's been sat there all day,
then it's when you get stuff fresh, then you've kind of got to time with what else you're going to put with it. And also, there's always like premium stations, like, you know, that do like the sliced fillet or like a nice seafood, like, you know, there's tiger prawns. So there's always a big queue for the premium station.
Yeah.
And you're like helping yourself. And before you step on someone, because they're literally right behind you. And then you've both got your hands on the
that nice bit.
Put yours back. Do you know what I mean?
We did that once at that, talking about that Cosmo that was next to our hotel. I remember we all went in one night and they had like a little premium sushi sort of fish station. Like those. And on the thing, it said squid. And I love, you know, like the squid rings, calamari. Yeah. I love them. So I was like, oh, yeah. So I queued up for like 5 minutes, like everyone getting their own bits and all that. Like,
people don't queue at these places. That's another story.
Well, in that bit you do, because it's the premium bit.
Yes,
and I was waiting there for a good 5 minutes and the guy was like, oh, what do you want? So I was like, I'll get the squid, please, mate. And I'm not kidding you. He got a fucking squid and just cooked it. It wasn't calamari. It was a full-on little octopus looking
dude. Just like a little baby.
Just
baby
a little
squid.
Tiny squid. Chucked it on the wok. But then I had to stand there and be like, mmm. Can't wait for this. Like, full on, like.
How was it?
I didn't try it, mate.
No.
But I couldn't do it.
There's people starving.
I know, but I couldn't do it. It stayed on the plate and it went to wherever it went, to squid heaven. Squid, but I'm not. Squedden. Squedden.
Yeah, that'll end up in the trash.
What was I just going to say? I was about to say something. I can't remember what I was going to say.
Go on.
No, I can't remember. It's completely gone. It's completely gone.
I took my mum and dad to one like that once. And again, my mum and dad, like, growing up, we always like went all inclusive and we'd go like to buffets. And it was their anniversary one year. And I was like, oh, there's a new place in Manchester. I think it was called like Mongolian Bar and Grill. And I was like, it's an all-you-can-eat kind of thing. And they were fuming with me because that was one of them where it was all-you-can-eat. You can go up, you can get your salad, but you have to go up and like put your noodle base in a bowl, then go and put your veg in the bowl, then go and put your raw meat in the bowl, and then they stir-fry it there in front of you.
I love that.
Oh, mate, it was amazing. But my mum and dad hated it.
Oh, really?
Well, we've come for an all-you-can-eat. I'm not fucking waiting for my food. That's the point, isn't it? You just go up and get it and eat it. And I'm like, but it's fresh. It's nice.
Yeah.
That beef has just been cooked in the sauce that you wanted. You didn't have to have the same black bean sauce that everyone else has had or whatever.
Yeah.
You've got your own style on it. Not a fan.
What's your thought, Chanel, on the... Have you been to like the Brazilian meat places?
I was just about to say that. Where you turn your card.
Talk to me about them. Yeah. Fazenda or Escobulo or there's loads of different ones.
Yeah. I've been to that. Is there one here?
There's a couple there, yeah. We've been to Fazenda.
Yeah, there's
that's
one
the one
here,
I've been to here.
Ben Brazil's here as well.
And I don't know, there's a bit of confusion somewhere with me, of course. I think, I don't know if I'd not flip my card back over or something and then he'd come over and just loaded loads more and I thought, oh my, thank God I wasn't with my friend that, you know, moans that people are starving on the other side of the planet. But yeah, it's all right.
Do you like them?
Yeah, I mean,
they're probably my favourite places.
I get more FOMO at them places though than the buffet. I get not FOMO. I get more paranoid.
Oh dear.
Because they're bringing it to you. I think I don't want to look like the greedy one. Because have you ever, you know, like when you're at like events and there's like people handing out canapes.
Yeah, I never eat them. I can't.
I always eat them,
and it tastes like shit as well.
Yeah.
But I'm always that guy that I'm not going to say no unless it's something I can't eat, like prawns. Like if they're bringing over little mini burgers, I'm like, yeah, little mini burger. Yeah, I'll have a little quiche. And then I just feel like she or he is just coming to me now because I'm the only one who's eating
off his platter.
Yeah,
but we went somewhere the other week and it was at this little event thing for this opening of summer or other and they had like canapes and that and it was dead nice. But the woman was getting a bit aggro when you didn't take it.
Oh, really?
Yeah, she was going, do you want a mini burger? And I was like, oh, no, I'm all right. And I'd had five at this point. Yeah. I'd had two full burgers at this point.
Yeah.
And she was like, do you want a mini burger? And I was like, oh, I'm all right, thanks. And she was like, all right.
Yeah.
I just don't want your mini burger. I don't mean to offend your fucking career choices.
Yeah,
it's difficult because you've got your drink in one hand, you've probably got a program or something in the other, so you have to put that under there and you've got your drink and then it comes over and it's not really bite-sized.
And it's messy as well, then little mini burgers.
What's with the cones and the chips and the half a fish goujon? This ain't looking right. To anybody at
would
this
you
party,
say that
I was going down on a bloody fish cone.
Would you say that?
Halfway through a conversation. So, business going well for you?
Yeah. Trying to dig the chips out of the bottom of my tongue.
What
like,
are you working on?
I'm not going to do that.
Yeah, no.
Tom's little tongue then.
Do you think that, would that be classed as like fine dining, like canapé stuff? No. They're always at like fancy things, like you know, like weddings when people pretend to be a lot more classy than they are.
Yeah, I'd kind of like, why would you like
our, yeah, but our yeah, but our wedding, like ours, was so much more classy than we actually are. It's so much more traditional.
I think you get
than
pushed into it.
Yeah, we're just sort of like that wasn't who we like. It was quite a posh do in a way. I don't know. I think weddings can be quite posh.
Yeah,
you've got to treat yourself on your wedding.
But we're not posh. Yeah, but we treat ourselves to something that we wasn't really that keen on.
Yeah.
Like, if you're treating yourself, that'd be like, well, let's have Nando's at the wedding or let's have Wagamama's. Instead, we had these little canapés that we didn't like and probably 90% of the people at the wedding didn't like.
Could have just gone round Grimsby saying, you know, I'm from that lad from this singing chip shop once sponsored.
Yeah, do you know what I mean? Get steals.
We evened it out at ours because in the day we had, like, canapés and, like, drinks and that and then we had, like, the food and that. But at the night... We got the option to do bacon butties. So we're like,
Did you do that?
Yeah, bacon butties, man. Bacon butties. No one can remember the bacon butties.
I was pissed.
But like, that's the thing, innit? Because it's like, at the end of the night, no one gives a shit.
Nah,
you want stock.
Well, that's it. But I just think that canapes are quite, I would say they're considered quite a posh thing, aren't they? They're always at work, dudes. You know, like when you get, like that Channel 4 night that we all had years ago, like that sort of stuff. Can you remember that?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, oh, yeah. But there's always
I just remember us shouting at the What's the one that's on Channel 4?
Made in Chelsea.
Just us shouting at the Made in Chelsea ones. Oh, going, you're not from Tower.
Those we was like, and people must have looked at us as a gang there.
Oh wow.
And been like, I really want to be with that gang. Yeah.
Well, I mean, put it this way, they have one of them every year.
And we haven't been invited.
We've never
back.
Been back since.
We've been to one.
No.
Maybe but two.
And I've worked for Channel 4 since. Yes, I've been invited.
Yeah. But them nights were fucking...
We've all been blacklisted.
Yeah. What do you think about them sort of like posh work dudes, like the BAFTAs and shit like that? Do you enjoy them?
Oh my God, I had one not long ago.
Do you like them?
No. Oh, I went and I stayed 20 minutes and I was on the phone to my boyfriend the whole time and I was like, I've got to go. I just looked. I was sat with somebody out of... what is it? Beverly Hills, that
90210. No,
she was reality.
Beverly Hills Cop.
All right.
Beverly Hills Cop.
Eddie Murphy.
Eddie Murphy.
You sat with Eddie Murphy. I want these fucking canopies.
Yeah, was it? I forgot. Made in Beverly Hills or something like that. And I just sat. She must have felt sorry for me, bless her. And she came and sat down and just spoke to me. And I literally stayed up all of 20 minutes. And I just felt an idiot. And I had to leave. I just had to backdoor it.
What do you think it is? Do you think it's because like people say to me about. Do you enjoy going to war ceremonies or these like fancy dinners and shit? And I'm like, no, because I associate having a drink with like, we all go out and we all have a laugh and we'll talk about people who we fancy on the telly. We just have at the start of the podcast. Or we'll be talking about football or talking about who we can piss off. And I think when you go to these sorts of events like the BAFTAs and stuff,
it can be a bit weird, can't it? Yeah.
Depends who you go with. Like when I was at the BAFTAs, all my mates were there.
You was there with like Lauren and that, weren't you?
Was
you there? That the soccer? Lauren Soccer was there with you that year, wasn't she?
No, Lauren mum.
Oh, was she not?
No, I took my sister.
Ah, right. So I bet you two had a good laugh there then.
Yeah, so
you?
We had a great laugh. My agents at the time, they were a good laugh, so we had a laugh. Obviously,
yeah.
Stephen Graham, Hannah was there.
Yeah.
Mark, Shane.
Yeah.
So we just, you know, I mean, it was.
But do you think you'd look like the gang that everyone would want to be having fun with?
I hope so.
Yeah, I think so. Because I was thinking about that Channel 4 party on the way up and I thought, everyone around there must have been looking at us going, what
We ended up bringing the party back, didn't we, that one night? Because it was us.
With the Hollyoaks lot.
It was the Hollyoaks lot.
And then all the Hollyoaks lot got all that, she woke up in the morning. I think it was, is it Brona? Brona Wall?
Yeah,
Brona.
I was still there the other day.
She's lovely. She woke up in the morning and she had like the fattest room bill ever.
Yeah.
There was like bottles of champagne. There was all this and all that. We just went in smashed that and just left.
And I remember because what ruined that night though, because we were in Brona's room and there was loads of us just having a mad party. And then someone went, it was about 3 a.m. or something, someone went, there's a nightclub down there, like, still open, should we go? And then everyone was like, yeah, let's do that. And it was the middle of nice area of London. And I just remember walking in and they were like, yeah, it's £40 a head, mate. And you had to pay £40 to get in.
Yeah.
And then we got
back
in.
Back to Broner's.
We all went in, stood there for 10 minutes and then went back to Broner's, yeah.
She's on Hollyoaks, she's raking it, let's get back to hers.
That was when at one point, I remember, the amount, like we'd all be out as a gang. And then Mark would be out with someone new who we'd not really met before. And then Mark Herbert's the producer, by the way. And then he'd go, but then this person would stay with us.
And just become part of the gang.
But then we'd always find out that they'd be like spies for Mark.
Yeah.
So they'd know exactly what we... Or for Channel 4. I think we had one that night.
We had a chaperone, I'm sure
we did. We used to have chaperones. Bearing in mind you've got like...
See, they never should have even done that. Because the minute we know we've got a chaperone, it's going downhill for everybody.
Oh, we're like, right, initiation for the chaperone. Go.
Yeah.
We've got to make them worse.
Yeah. I always used to remember, like, we'd always just have someone random with us from, like, Warp Films or something.
It's like that night when we were doing 86, and Joe Gilgan promised Shane that he'd look after us because he didn't come out much, did he?
No.
He said he was
and he was like, I'll look out. And that was it. I'll be the gatekeeper, Shane. I'll be the gatekeeper. Don't worry. I'll look after him. And then Shane said the next day that he was woke up by Joe Gilgan getting out of a taxi going, I am the gatekeeper.
I am pissed and I don't care who knows. Yeah, all stuff like that. I think so much. But they're the kind of nights out that I remember and they're the ones that I enjoy.
I don't.
You know what I mean?
I
enjoy them. That's what a night out is to me. Like,
not going
to an award ceremony and talking about what I'm working on or what I'm doing here. I was finding that I just can't relax and be myself around those sorts of things. You know what I mean?
And the pretentious little canopy.
I was going to say we had a really pretentious one. I don't know if you remember, but when you were talking then, it reminded me of it. And I was like, wow, I forgot about that. It was just me and you. And it
just
was
me and you?
Just me and Chanel. You were invited. You were busy. And it was at like the French embassy. And they were doing... this is how mad it was. It was like at the French embassy. And we went and we had to do like a little photo shoot for him. And they were putting on, like they were doing an all-nighter. They started with the film and they were going all the way up to 90 and did like an all-nighter.
Yeah.
But like, it was one of them weird ones. We had a similar thing in Milan where for us, it was like, I'll turn up, do a little Q&A before the film and that chat to people. And then like, you can have some food and a couple of drinks and then go when you want. Thinking, yeah, but like canapes and all that. They made us like a full-on, like three-course sit-down weird meal, like where we had to sit and like, chat to like these all obviously French people
about what
about this is England about whatever, like it was strange, wasn't it? Yeah, but I remember it because they made us a what's it called, it's like rice but it's not rice, the no the
orzo,
no what's it called, it's gone out of my head,
it's in there,
oh it's like a rice dish but you like basically have it like I want to say wet. Yeah, I don't know what it's called.
Oh, paella.
No, like paella. It's like paella. But risotto, there we go. Risotto. They made us like this French seafood risotto.
I didn't like seafood.
Fucking beautiful. See, I thought it was amazing.
Oh, see, I couldn't. I'd like pick it. I can't remember this, but now you're telling it.
Yeah,
you can't remember the whole night as a whole?
No, I mean, that was a long time
ago. It was a while ago. It was after 90,
I
want to
know more about this fucking night. Where was I? What was I doing?
I don't know. I don't know why. It was just me and you, wasn't it? It was one of them strange ones. Like, they paid for us to come down.
Did they not pay you for doing the thing, no? Like, do you
get paid? I think so. I think it was just like a, would you like to come? I don't know, we might have. Chanel probably got paid, I didn't.
Don't ask to do some random shit when you do what you do, do you? What's the most random thing you've ever been asked to do, Chanel? Other than a night at the French Embassy in risotto. Talking about this is England. That's really...
As is England.
I haven't really been asked to do anything that strange, to be honest.
Hmm.
Well, you obviously both.
No, I want to know his stories.
No. Got a story. God, I've done some random shit. Yeah, but no, it's just that is the most random thing. I've never heard of that.
We had a similar one in Milan, didn't we? With DJing, so we were doing a DJ set in Milan, and our agent was like, "Oh, the club's really good. It's a really like cool mod indie kind of club in Milan. Like they love This Is England, all that." So we were like, "All right, yeah, this sounds great. Cool, we'll do it." But then he was like, they wanna like get you some food first. So we were like, yeah, all right, yeah, that okay. And then a couple of weeks later, the DJ agent phoned us up, and we'd had this conversation together. Like, he's pushing this food thing quite a bit, isn't he, John, our agent? Every time he met, he was like, but they want to do the food thing first. So we were like, right, we okay. Again, thinking like, oh, like normally, like they'll go, what's on your rider, and you might go, can we get some Wagamama? Can we get a pizza, whatever. But they were adamant about this food thing. And we went with a couple of our wives and our mates.
Yeah.
And so we got... And one of the stipulations was, like, the DJ set started at, like, 9. But they were, like, get to the club for, like, 6-ish. And normally we'll turn up at, like... We'll go and have a few drinks first, won't we? And turn up at 8 fast. To get on at 9 kind of thing. But he was like, no, you need to be there at 6. Remember this food thing? And we were like, okay. And I shit you not, mate. We got there. And they were like, oh, thank you so much for coming. Like, we, you know, really happy to have you here. Would you come and eat with us? So we were like, yeah, what we're going to order. And they were like, no. It's tradition here. Like, we've made you food. And in the middle of the club, obviously it was all shut at this time. So it was like 6 in the afternoon.
Yeah.
They'd laid out a full-on table. Like, and then like they were like, it was a proper like Italian, like bringing in pasta and breads and all that. It was amazing.
Yeah,
it was absolutely delicious. But we were in the middle of a nightclub that 3 hours later, people were throwing up in, people were like getting off with each other and doing naughty things in the toilet.
That was just
like,
me and you, wasn't it?
Yeah. And then they opened the club.
Yeah. No, I think just as a whole, just to go back to it, the buffet thing is just not, I just don't agree with the.
Well, another thing that's just that you just mentioned, the, you know, the bread and stuff that they bought in. This is another thing that kind of makes me think, like, all as well on a buffet is they just give you a basket full of different loaves.
Yeah.
And a bread knife. I'm like, okay, well, okay, I'm not against slicing my own bread. That's fine. But how many other blokes and women have come and put their hand in it? Now, they give you a knife. Scratching the balls and putting their hand on the bread. You know, and I thought, sorry, just giving you a little napkin that's placed really politely over the bread's back.
Yeah.
But, like, you, there's touching there. I touched the crown of the bread. Everybody's had their hands on that. And I'm and it's squashing and it's going flat and you know what I mean?
So why can't it not just be cut for you? Do you know what I mean?
Please, at least.
What would be the ideal date night meal for you?
Oh, see, I am a foodie.
Yeah, I know you are.
Like tonight
I'm
going out.
You went for some nice food last night, didn't you?
Tonight is. Yeah, it's tonight.
Cool.
Yeah, it's called the Tasting Club, and basically, I don't know if they're just like local lads, and it's just like literally 40 minutes away from. But they've done like a whole tasting menu, but it's like cheeseburger. Okay. Like, so I think there's like a cheeseburger main that's a bit like a Big Mac and da-da, but they're all like little plates.
Yeah.
So I don't mind that because it's like, you know, independent. They have fun with the menus, and they always get booked up. So I got a cancellation. So something like that, you know, where I can taste like a load of little plates, then it's things that I probably wouldn't try before.
Things like that, because there is an art to food. 100%. But I'm quite simple with my food.
Chips
and battered fish, and I'm all right.
Sweet and sour on there as well.
No, don't be a weirdo.
Sausage down the middle.
But like a Nando's or something. I'm just quite simple. I pretend that I'm a food.
See, you're not fan of Nando's. Dry. You're gonna fucking make him cry now, Chanel.
Dry.
But what? You can just get sauce on it.
Yeah, but it's spicy sauce. I don't understand why people eat.
But no, you can just get plain. Because there's a taste to it.
But the issue is they put all the sauce on, and I have taken the skin off the double breast.
That's the best bit.
I know it is to some, but it's not to me. So I've taken the breast, the chicken skin off, and then all my sauce is gone.
So you don't like Nando's either?
I'll have one at a push, but...
At a push?
Yeah.
If there's a Nando's or a McDonald's, what are you having?
If I'm being good, obviously I'd have a Nando's, but a McDonald's...
But Nando's isn't that healthy, though.
No, I bet it isn't.
No, but you can get like a chicken wrap from Macca's that's healthy-ish. Got a grilled chicken wrap or something.
They all say it's healthy, Tom. It's low
budget. Yeah, I guess so.
Low budget.
Yeah.
Load of bullshit.
Oh, load of bullshit.
He's thinking of his bird atrium again.
Oh, I'm still plucking away at that. When you say chicken, pardon the pun, I'm plucking away at that black card.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't even think they're a thing anymore.
Tommy D have one?
Yeah.
I'm sure he did, yeah.
God, I've done loads more work.
I'm sure you tweeted him.
He's got a BAFTA, hasn't he? That's what it is. You've got a BAFTA, you'll get a
black card. He's fucking Big Tom Davis, man. Does what he wants.
Well, yeah, true, yeah. I really want that. If someone said to me, would you rather have a black card for, like, McDonald's or for Greg's, what would you rather have?
McDonald's.
No, Greg's or Nando's, sorry. Not Greg's. Greg's black card.
Greg's?
Over Nando's.
Oh, okay. Well, Nando's probably because it's more expensive than Nando's.
So you get your money's
worth. So I get my money's worth.
Yeah, yeah.
Get plenty of poultry for that.
Yeah.
I've got a Nando's hack.
Oh, go on.
They always charge you for the peri-peri salt.
Yeah. What do you mean?
They charge you for peri-peri
extra,
salt.
Extra, like, 20p.
Oh, yeah. To make some chips spicy.
Yeah. So when they come and bring me my Nando's, I'm like, oh, can I get some peri-peri salt, please? And they, instead of going, oh, no, you have to... They just go, yeah, all right, then.
Yeah. They're not asked, are they? The people who are bringing it to you.
No.
So I walk out thinking, I've done them over.
I've got
my free peri-peri salt in. There's nothing they can do about it. I pay for your dry chicken.
You used to be able to do similar sort of things with the drinks, but they've changed the glasses now, aren't they? Yeah. You used to be able to go, I'm just having a water, please,
yeah,
mate. And then you'd go and get yourself a Fanta.
Yeah.
But now they give it you in a green cup.
That's it. But I let my partner have the green cup. Now I should have sips of his.
Yeah, just get one and just share it. I do that with Charlotte.
Are you all right? Is times that bad?
Yeah. Yeah. What about you?
I'm struggling after those pennies.
I'm struggling.
And then go straight to the all-you-can-eat buffet.
I mean, I think that's
I'm not sure.
Been on a wild ride from who we'd snug, marry and avoid to Nando's hacks.
Yeah, nice one. Cheers for coming on, Chanel. I appreciate it.
Oh, yeah, thank you, mate.
I'm not very good at talking, but Alex, blabber.
No, it's nice.
Another episode down.
Done and dusted.
And another lovely chat.
Another week out of the way.
Hope you're all having a fantastic week. Mm-hmm. Again, another lovely chat. And just nice to be doing the podcast, doing what we love doing, man.
Yeah, it's nice to be together and it's nice to have it all sort of done professionally and comfortably and... Yeah, and I think it's really showing with the guests that we're getting on at the moment. Mm-hmm. And I think, the more that we can keep doing this, the more that we can provide for you listeners at home, the viewers that are watching on YouTube. There is a way that you can support us, if Andy would like to tell.
I will. You can support us in many ways. One of the main ways being we do have a Patreon account. If you can go on there, it's www.patreon.com patreon.com/overrateeverything. That just helps us to secure guests. You know, we want to be getting bigger and better guests from London and places like that down to the studio. Obviously, that costs money. And for a small fee each month, you guys can contribute towards that. And you'll get rewarded as well. What kind of rewards will you get, Thomas Turgoose?
Well, it depends how much they're willing to spend. no, we've got so much in store, haven't we? We've got like we've got the lives coming up.
We've got lives, which
I know
we've
promised over the
exciting.
Years. Yeah, man. Yeah, I can't wait for all that. We've just got sort of behind the scenes exclusive footage that we're doing, and
got some bonus podcasts as well.
Some bonus podcasts with ourselves and with some guests.
Some of the guests.
Yeah, just sort of. But I guess as the more it goes on, we'll just the more surprises that we'll drop.
We want to have fun with it. We're creative people. We want to have fun. We want to be creative. We want to make some nice content for you guys.
Yes.
And keep that Patreon going over. But obviously, we ain't no fools. We know times can be hard for everyone.
Mm.
And so if you can't subscribe to Patreon, that's fine. That's cool. Yeah. What you can do, if you love the podcast, is like, subscribe, share, tell a mate as well.
Yeah.
Like, everyone's used to just going share. Like, actually sit in the pub or wherever you're meeting with your mates and socialise in the gym. Yeah. And just go, hey, have you heard that podcast? It's pretty good, you know. Yeah, get it on Spotify. Bam.
Play it really loudly when you're at a red light with the windows open.
Play it really loudly at red lights. Overrate Everything, the best podcast to play really loudly at red lights.
There you go.
If that's illegal, we're going to get sued.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.